What a great honor to have Governor Sanders here and Secretary Oliva. And I really appreciate her taking the time out of her busy schedule, especially as we're getting to start our new school year, because there was a lot of confusion and uncertainty and general just misinformation. I'm not saying that it was intentional, but I would trace that back to just the general confusion. And I thought what you saw here tonight was questions from our educators, from our parents, from our taxpayers and citizens, directly to the governor, to the Secretary of Education, and what they got was straightforward answers. And I was very happy to see her here tonight.
So many of the questions tonight focused on the financial impacts of LEARN, rightfully so. Teacher letters arrived in the mail yesterday. There's excitement all around the area about the start of school. For so many Mountain Home students, when they talk about the benefits of LEARN K through 3 or high school workforce development, Mountain Home High School is already performing far yes. beyond those standards and providing those opportunities. So what differences will Mountain Home families see this academic year because of the LEARNs Act?
What we're going to see, and it's not just Mountain Home schools, Heather. I mean, this is all school districts here in the state of Arkansas. And so here in Mountain Home, we have done a great job, and I want to give the credit to Baxter Health and for collaborating with ASU Mountain Home with our public schools. And I see you rolling your eyes. It's not obvious on the radio. But what we're doing here, look at the LPN training, where a junior, a Mountain Home High School junior, can enroll in classes to be start becoming an LPN. And 6 months after they graduate, they would be a licensed practicing nurse. We are setting a standard here in Mountain Home. What I hope to see is the utter district start to duplicate some of the things that are taking place here in Mountain Home, because I'm so freaking proud of the work that's going on here in Mountain Home with our schools, with our school board members and our community members, and looking at innovative ways to make sure these kids are becoming productive citizens and contributors to society.
Another important comment made tonight, especially when you talk about some of the smaller school districts in your area,
yes, ma'am.
In our listening area, was the fact that the governor said tonight and Secretary Olivia said tonight, the state will fund the LEARNs Act in perpetuity. I don't think many people had ever heard that word before.
Sure.
Granted, it's constitutional right. I mean, the schools are funded first, but the initiative that pay scales will be funded at that level forever.
So one General Assembly can't bind the other General Assembly, and I see where you're getting at here. So what I would say is, like, this is a long-term commitment by members of the legislature and the governor, and not just Governor Sanders, but any governor to follow, is that once we pass a law like this, we've got to make sure that we're adequately funding it. Our districts at the local level, especially our small districts, for them to make the decisions that they need to, not just in the short term or the long term, they got to know the funding's going to be there. And so as policymakers and lawmakers, we have our part to make sure that when we do our adequacy funding, you know, or study every other year, which we're obligated to do, that we are funding these programs at an adequate level, and especially in rural areas, because the point was made tonight, and I want to reiterate it, we're not holding small districts, especially those around the 350, 400 enrollment. We're not looking at enrollment, we're looking at outcome, and we want to reward great outcome, and we need to make sure that we're putting school districts, especially our small ones, in a position to achieve that.
And how will that outcome be measured? How will we measure the outcome of our students, and how will we measure the outcome of our teachers?
That's a great question, and we're still promulgating that during rules, and that's going to be an ongoing conversation. But what I think is very important is that regardless, especially for our public teachers that are listening to this, what I want them to know is that they've got collaborative partners in Little Rock that we want to work with them and not against them. We might have some points of disagreement, but we both want the same end result, which is great things for our young people. And I'm committed to doing my part to making sure in Little Rock that whether it's funding, looking at things that might need tweaks or adjustments as we go along, that we're in a position to do that, because the stakes are high and these kids are worth it.
The governor also mentioned an increase of over $20 million for non-classified employees. Has that money been sent to districts yet? Have we realized that money yet?
It's been appropriated, but I don't know if it's been sent to districts yet.